Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Hello, this is Evans Lamb from UBS Financials. We'll still continue on the topics between gold and silver. Why I prefer gold as an investment vehicle, and I stay away from the silver as a vehicle. Of course, we just on the last episode, we talked about gold is really a limited supply because basically of the total reserve, 80% of the gold has been mined already. And the total reserve of the gold in the world right now is equal only to half of a football field. So, and right now there's 80% of the reserve has been mined already. And the cost of the gold is $1,400. And more importantly, it's a government reserve. So of all the government, U.S. government has the most gold, has about 8,200-300 tons of gold, which is equal to 5% of the total production available. Now, Germany is about 2%, Italy is about 1%, France is about 1%, Russia is about 1%, China officially is 1%, and yet we believe that the actual number is way higher. So when we talk about gold, the difference between gold and silver is that gold is becoming more of a currency. And because even though it's limited supply, you can mine gold. You can go to a gold mine and mine the gold. However, silver is a byproduct, you know, of minerals. So it's a secondary output from copper, lead, zinc, and gold. So if you basically the extraction rate is less than 0.1%. So that's why nobody will mine silver because silver price have gone up. And that's why silver price can be easily manipulated because, first of all, there's no government reserve on silver. And just case in point, in 1980, the Hunts brothers manipulated the silver market, accumulating, you know, physical silver. And the future price, you know, grow from $11 to $50. And then all in a sudden go back to below 11. And that's a history of silver in a sense that, and also if you look at the returns, okay, historical last 30 years, you look at the stock market, US stock market, you invest $1 million, now it's about 12 million, 12 times. If you invest in gold, now it's about 10 times, 10 million. However, if you invest in gold until 2 years ago, you only get 5 million. This is very interesting. So gold is still lagging the stock market, but recently it's picking up. But silver, as of today, if you invest for last 30 years, is only 5 times. So silver, in my humble opinion, is never a good vehicle unless you're a great trader, because a lot of the future contract, like last time, why, you know, silver dropped 30% in one day and then up 20% in one day is a lot to do with the commodity future. When the future, you know, get into the settlement day, and whether you're long, you're short, you have to find the physical delivery. When you don't have any physical delivery of the silver, then you have to go to the cash market to buy it. So that is why the silver price is so volatile. Because again, there's no government reserve. There's no physical reserve on silver. So a lot of people are there buying silver because they think that, well, gold has gone up a lot, and maybe the little brother silver can go up as well. But let me tell you, silver is not a brother of gold. It's a different, it's cats and dogs. So that's why I remain that, you know, I'm going to invest in gold, but not in silver. And again, put into the forecast. Our UBS forecast today, the gold price is around 5,000, and UBS project the target price of 6,200 per ounce by year end, and Goldman Sachs projecting a 5,400 an ounce by the end of 2026. I hope that you'll find this piece of information interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.